We know the girls had been running well all season, but then to be running against Ketchikan and Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas, this is our last chance to run against the biggest schools. And so our goal was to place as high as we could against all the big ones. And those bigger schools, they placed some girls ahead of us, but our top five, again, came in as a pack and scored very low and did a fantastic job as far as the team concept.
At this Ketchikan meet, anyone individually that really blew away their time or had a great run?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I had kind of mentioned this to some other folks, is that I think of the 17 kids that ran, we had nine all-time PRs, and then a number of times were this year's PRs, and so it was fantastic. Tucker Hagerman is probably the most impressive because he ran an 18-17 when he was a sophomore, and then has kind of plateaued a little bit, but he went 17:50 this week, and that breaking that 18-minute mark is, as someone said, wow, that's kind of a sign of being fast. And our freshmen continue to do great. Hannah, who's a senior, she also got a PR, which is nice to have your PR in that one of your last races in your career. But like Alexandra Blast, she PR'd by 40 seconds, and Kelsa Spurl PR'd by a minute and 45 seconds. Those are it's exciting when they do that. Nathaniel Lenhard, he has just been running so great this year. He went 18:34 down there, which is a minute and a half faster than he did in Ketchikan last year, and he would have been faster this year, but he got caught behind a crowd of guys, and when you get stuck in a group on these small trails, it costs you 20, 30 seconds. So I'm guessing that he probably would have been in the low 18s this week. So, I mean, everybody's kind of a highlight, but those are the big ones.
Cool. And the Juneau race this week, where is it? Is it at Treadwell or?
Yeah, it's out at Savico Park by Sandy Beach, and they've designed it. They're starting the big field, and it's two short loops and one long loop, as they say. And it's flat on a trail, can be kind of muddy, and then there's a steep uphill and a steep downhill, and then it's flat again, and then a steep uphill and a steep downhill and flat again. And then there's a steep uphill and then a long downhill and then a flat finish. And so even though it's hilly, it can be a very fast course, which is exciting for our kids because they're excited about increasing, you know, or decreasing their times. But the one thing about it's sometimes hard to see where your competition is because there's a lot of turns and bends, and so you don't have someone to target in on. But it's a wonderfully done course by the Juneau Douglas High School is putting the course together, and they do a really nice job with that every year.
Cool. Anything else important from this Ketchikan meet or upcoming regional?
The one thing that I'll say is that both the boys and girls have done so great. The girls especially have just been doing so well this year, and had a great assistant coach last year in Joanne Day, and this year Debbie Eddy has been the assistant coach. And I was thinking about how much powered we are by the Eddies, and I realized that half our coaching staff is an Eddie, and 20% of both of our teams are our scoring teams are Eddies, and so it's like we're like this Eddie machine, and it's been great working with her, and great working with her husband too, because he's had to. He loses his whole family every weekend as they leave town. So I think that's someone that really needs to get some notice because she's done such a good job this year.